Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for all that you are doing, have done, and doing in our life, oh God. Oh God, and I decree and declare, oh God, that clarity will be in our situations, oh God. I decree and declare, God, that open doors will continue to open today, right here, right now, oh God. I decree and declare the right connections will come our way, oh God. I decree and declare that we will continue to overcome the challenges that comes before us, God. I decree and declare, oh God, breakthroughs, oh God. I decree and declare the peace that passes all understanding, oh God. I decree and declare of increase, God. I decree and declare that we are worry-free, oh God. And, oh God, and we are continue to be stronger, God, in you, God. I decree and declare, oh God, for connections with family members, and oh God. I decree and declare soulmate, oh God. And thank you, Almighty Power One. Thank you for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. So thank you, Prophetess Darlene. Can we please open up the line so we can speak in the heavenly language?
Amen.
Oh, Shela! Oh, Shela! Oh, Shela! Oh, Shela!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, and he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Sympathy will not suffer thee. Slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not be by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And we thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, God, for your covering. Thank you, God, for your mercy, which endures forever, for healing us and guiding us and keeping us and covering us under the shadow of your wings, God. We thank you, Lord. And we want to remember those who are sick and shut in, or those who are in need of healing, God. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Regina Turner, Prophetess Bessie Allen, Prophetess Alice Jackson, and anyone else who is in need of your healing, God, we lift them up to you, because you are the healer and our redeemer. And we thank you, Lord, for each and every blessing you bestow upon us. God, asking you to look upon those who are listening on the line, and all of the prophets who are on the line tonight. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Give them the desires of their hearts. Strengthen them, keep them, encourage them, God. Prosper them and bless them. And for those who are not on tonight, God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their homes. Bless their families. Bless their going and coming. And Lord, I also want to remember my sister's husband, Timothy Fair, who has been diagnosed with stage 1 cancer, God, but you know the beginning and you know the end. He'll be coming out of incarceration soon, God, and I ask you to look upon my sister and touch her in a mighty way. Give her peace in her heart and her mind, and touch her husband. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing in our family. And I thank you, God, for salvation for those unsaved members of the family. Bring them closer to you, Lord. And God, I ask for everyone who's on the line, whose family members are in need of salvation, that you would touch them and save them, Lord. Look upon our country and all the stuff that's going on, God. Even North Korea sending off missiles into the Japanese waters, God. God, you are in control. You are in control. We are not, and these men and these so-called leaders who think they have all the answers, they're not in control either. This is your earth, God. You created this earth, and we thank you for keeping us safe. And help our president, Lord, help our president. Help him make the right decisions, touch his heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for this midnight call. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Pastor Jordan. Thank you, Lord, for Soy Ministry. Thank you for the prophetic call. Oh, thank you, Lord, also for the healing. Healing for those that need healing. Prophet Cindy Larson, Prophet I can remember the name, Virginia and AC. Thank you for continue healing for them. Thank you for continue touching them in their bodies, from the crown of the head to the toe. For Lord, you are the healer of all. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for the nation. Thank you, Lord, for Alita, my brother, Fabian Warren, up to you. Thank you for continued strength to be able to go on with life and his family. Thank you for strength. Thank you for grace. Thank you for them. Thank you, Lord. And thank you also for watching my father, wherever he's at. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covered my family. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for watching over the elderly. Thank you, Lord, for those who in the midst of the hurricane. Thank you for putting his protection over them. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And thank you for the president, too, and for the nation. They're going through so much today. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers us. Thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. If, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. You, glory be to you, for you are worthy to be praised. Now, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for touching her heart and her chest. Thank you for doing healing from her body. Thank you, Lord, and for touching her eyes. Oh, God, touch her that she don't go blind. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on her. For she knows not what she say or do. So please help her, Lord.
Amen.
And help her not to be alone. Amen. And thank you. Amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks again and praise. The Queen and the Clan, Father, you are our refuge and strength. Father, we thank you. Of course, we know, Father, that the joy that you bring, my God, that, Lord, the world cannot give and the world cannot take away. We thank you for your peace that you're establishing within the hearts and lives of your people tonight. Even this morning, Father, that you're touching, that you're reaching. Father, we thank you for your anointing that is present to heal, to bring deliverance, to open doors, my God. My God, to bring supernatural and miraculous breakthrough to the lives of your people. We thank you for the healing virtue, my God, that flows even now from your nails and hands. And those, my God, are getting a special touch, even those in the ICU. Those, my God, in the bed of languishing. Father, that you are raising them up strong because, my God, you are our healer in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing that will rest upon even, my God, Zoe ministry. Even, my God, the ministry, Father, that you and the department that God, Lord, you're touching even every servant, every leader. We thank you for Archbishop Eberna Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're renewing their strength. You're causing them to continue to mount up with wings as eagles. My God, you are the Son of Righteousness, and you will take them to heights and depths in you with the revelation of the mysteries you unfolding, my God, and bringing, Lord, clarity in every area in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for families that you're covering, even now with your blood. And we decree and declare, my God, that the angel of the Lord on a mighty assignment, even, my God, even, Lord, in the participation of the ministers, Father, of Father, marching for justice. You're a God, my God. You're a righteous judge. We commit all judgment into your hand. And we thank you, Father, for bridge weaving those years, like as we send forth the Judah praise, your angels, my God, bringing supernatural breakthroughs and making ways where there seems to be no way. You're making the crooked paths straight, the rough places plain and smooth, the darkest light, because you are our light and our salvation. And we decree, let God arise, my God, let all our enemies be scattered, and let your peace be established, even in nation, even, my God, around South and North Korea, my God. Father, even Guam, my God, even around the United States, even in Texas, Father. Father, Lord, and that in your wrath you remember mercy, in the name of Jesus. Be glorified tonight. We cover lives with the blood of Jesus. We cover every, my God, minister of the gospel with your precious name, both fine. And we thank you for the families and all covered and the children. In Jesus' name, with the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go. We thank you for peace, joy, and happiness even now, Father God. Cover us with your blood, Father God, as we come and as we go. Father, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Lead us and guide us and protect us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for a fresh wind of peace that is blowing in our hearts and our minds and our spirits and even in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be open and our eyes to be open even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps even now in your word, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest even now on this morning. Thank you for a new morning even now, Father God. We thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for this Saturday even now, Father God. We thank you for great joy and peace, Father God. We thank you for even reconciliation even now to unresolved matters of the heart even now, Father God. We thank you that things are coming into divine alignment as you see fit even now, Father God. Take charge of our lives even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the glory and the honor, Father God. I love you, Lord, and thank you for relationships and partnerships even. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, God, for truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that truly you are bigger than anything life can bring us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you for divine connection, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We thank you, God, that all that's in the need of prayer, God, and all that in that needs healing, God, heal them right here, right now, oh God, and thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God, and God, we want to thank you, God, for letting our conscience be clear, God. We want to thank you, God, for protection over all your people, their children, and their loved ones, God, and their all their family members and all the ones that surround them, oh God, and God, we thank you, God, that truly you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end and the first and last. Oh God, thank you, God, because truly you are a way maker, God. Thank you, God, for increasing us in faith, oh God. Thank you, God, for making us fear not and worry free, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for the life that you give us and the joy of living, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for our health and our strength and for giving us wisdom and knowledge, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for helping us to push through this season of abundance and breakthroughs, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us energy and willpower to continue on, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us peace that passes all understanding, God. We want to thank you for peace in our communities, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for peace in our nation, oh God. Oh God, continue to help those that's in authority, God, and give strength strengthening them and give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding that they may do your will, and it will go your way, God, not theirs. God, we want to thank you again for all that you have done, and we want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, and thank you for putting the enemy under our feet. We love you, Almighty Power One, and your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua. Prophet Joshua. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, for you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. We fear you as your holy people, and those that fear you shall lack nothing. Lions may grow weary and weak and hungry, but those that seek you shall lack no good thing. And we thank you, Lord, because you said if we seek you, we shall find you. If we knock, the door shall be open unto us, Lord God. And you said, Lord God, in your word, that if we seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you hear from heaven, you forgive our sins, and you heal our land. We thank you, Lord, for the turning of every heart and every mind towards the seeking of your will, for the seeking of your leading and your guidance, for the seeking of your purpose, for the seeking of your mercy, for the seeking of your deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for the turning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you shed your glorious light upon each of us on this call and every family that is even represented. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power that's flowing even now through every fibre of our being, through our hearts, through our minds, through our spirits. Every old festering wound is healed right now through your blood. We thank you, Lord, that every battle scar is mended. We thank you, Lord, that every heavy heart is lifted, every mind is renewed, Lord God, by your word. We thank you, Father God, that you cause everyone to rejoice who puts their trust in you. We thank you, Lord, that you cause us to shout for joy because you are defending us. We thank you, Lord, that you fill us and our minds and our hearts with your love and with joy. We thank you, Lord, that you bless the godly man and you protect us with your shield and your love. We give you the glory and the honor and praise for our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We undergird them. We strengthen their hands and we thrust them forward, Harabasha, as you continue to guide them in the globalizing of the prophetic, your divine protection over them and everything that concerns them. We bless and strengthen our first family. We cover the grandchildren, and we cover all of the elders and the bishops and the prophets in the order, all the pastors, Lord God, strengthen and cover with your blood in the name of Jesus, your divine protection and your divine correction. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into all truth, and we bless you, Father God. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us is already condemned. We decree and declare expansion. We decree and declare promotion. We decree and declare deliverance to the captives. We decree and declare a setting free of those who are wrongfully incarcerated, a setting free of those abducted, a setting free of those caught in trafficking and prostitution. Lord God, loose your people that they may serve you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let
us be anointed with fresh oil from on high, Father God, as we submit to your authority, your designated authority, the prince and of this house, prophetic house, Father God, as we submit, Lord God, allow the anointing to flow from him to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, God bless you one and all. And today is Saturday. We'll be joined back here at 11:50 p.m. tonight. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to join us live here with the Master Prophet for our 9 a.m. conference call, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, 9 a.m. conference call with our very own Archbishop Jordan. Amen. Are there any announcements before we decrease? Amen. Okay, well, I want to thank you, Prophetess Darlene, immensely for taking the lead on the Midnight Cry. And I want to thank each and every one of you prophets on the line and each and every one of you that are listening in and that are here joining to lift up the name of Jesus in prayer. So thank you one and all. God bless you. And let today be a powerful, successful Saturday. Let's make it the best day. Amen. God bless you one and all. Talk to you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
God bless. Good night.